Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Anger gives us information. Something is wrong, but then amazingly, it gives us the energy to be able to fix it. So let's say, for instance, your dog comes into the room chewing your brand new hat. Energy, you leap out of the lazy boy chair and you rescue the hat and put it on the shelf so that the dog can't get it. That's anger. Sadness is a little different. Sadness wants to sit in the lazy boy and eat ice cream. So let's say, for instance, your bike was stolen. So there you are, feeling very sad, in the lazy boy eating ice cream, and you're thinking to yourself, now what am I going to do? Options. You get options. Maybe you now can have another bike with maybe a few little upgrades. Maybe you want to just ditch the bike and just say, I'm just going to rent from the city bikes and don't have to worry about it getting stolen. Let the city worry about that. Or maybe you want to shift from biking to running. You see, the purpose of sadness is to prepare us for change. Let me say that again. Sadness prepares us for change. Now, the reason I say this is because the greatest loss a human being ever experienced on this planet, the greatest sorrow ever felt, the deepest sorrow, was experienced by the disciples when they lost Jesus Christ. And it happened twice, two times. First, tragically, when Jesus died on the cross. For 3 days, the disciples were sad and fearful. But see, that sadness prepared them for a change, something better. And on the resurrection day, that change came when Jesus appeared to them and they received him and a resurrected, victorious Jesus. But then, they lost him again at the ascension. And Jesus ascended into heaven. Once again, their loss was incredible. They were sad. But see, that sadness prepared them for a change. So what exactly happened? What was this change? Well, let me put it this way. So one day I was out shoveling snow, and apparently my snowblower wasn't strong enough, didn't have enough power to be able to handle heavy, wet snow. So I'm working hard at the snow, and I took a break. I leaned on my shovel, and I looked across the street, and I noticed that Berklee School of Music was also removing the snow from their sidewalk, but with a bobcat. What's a bobcat? Oh, I'm happy to tell you about the bobcat. So this is how a bobcat works. First of all, you open up the door, you sit on one of these spring-loaded cushy chairs. And then the next thing you want to do is you want to turn up the heat because it can get a little drafty in these things. And then you put your hands on the steering wheel and you drive around and all the snow goes away very quickly. So I'm looking at the bobcat and I look at my shovel and I look at the bobcat and I realize the big difference. Power. Lots more power. Now let's go back to the disciples who had just lost Jesus, who ascended into heaven and they're experiencing this very sadness. Of course, sadness means that they're going to be preparing for change. And this is the change that they received. Power! In other words, they went from a shovel to a bobcat. They're able to do things now that they're never able to do before. And the things they're able to do now are the things that God does, the God's qualities and characteristics. They're able to forgive like God. They're able to be generous and kind like God. They're able to pick up crosses like Christ did, and turn the other cheek like Christ did. be able to imitate God. And that's what this feast day is all about, the feast day of the Blessed Trinity. We look at the Trinity, we go, oh, the power and majesty. But when we take a really good look at the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we said, that's us. That's who we are. It's the same qualities and characters that we have, that we were given by Him, so we can live God's life. You know, in life we experience a lot of sadness. So that's just to prepare us for a change. And that change is that we have been given something very, very great. We've been given power. Power to be like God. We just have to use it.